This is the Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. Here are your hosts, Mike Herzing and Dr. Lisa Liao.
Hey, welcome everybody to the Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. I'm Mike Herzing, along with Dr. Lisa Liao.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to be back this week.
All right, she is the Chief Medical Officer right here at Meridian Health Institute, Sugar Land, Texas. All right, Doc, last week we talked about all kinds of different therapies, how you got here. Folks, if you want to hear her story, and it's really moving and pretty, really cool. I mean, it really turned out great, you know.
I can walk now.
It's a Hallmark ending, you know. I'll tell you what, it's so far it is, and it's great, and it's only getting better. But if you want to hear about that, that was the last episode. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about, we touched on a couple things that have really touched a nerve on a lot of folks. Alternative pain management. Mm-hmm. Now, what do you mean? Like opioids or drugs, you know, all kinds of stuff. People have tried things, acupuncture. But you do stuff, I mean, some of the things you do, it's like food.
It is. I mean, nutrition is very powerful. And I had a patient today that came in and she was talking about, you know, gosh, I wake up and I'm achy. And, you know, this is a 36-year-old. She's young. She's got lots of life ahead of her. And she's like, I'm always swollen. I just don't feel good. And I'm like, let's just kind of start with what you have for breakfast. And, you know, breaking down nutritional habits, you can actually change your body's chemistry and decrease the inflammation. And that's one of my, just the beginning when it comes to pain management. Your nutrition of what you put in your body is so important. And, you know, people will say, well, how do you know, Doc? And I'm like, well, I was that girl that was 204 pounds at one time. And now at 131, you know, I have to work to be there. I mean, it's something that is a daily process, you know, and sometimes it's like you're 4 pounds over. And it's kind of like, what did you do? Well, you know what, you might indulge. Because she's like, well, what about when I go with friends and I have a nice dinner? And I said, you know what? That's called living life and loving life, because you have friends that are around you and you need to love life. However, you also need to mitigate your circumstances and take care of yourself, which means you can't have ice cream every single day. Newsflash.
Bluebell will go out of business.
Well, Bluebell is really special in our hearts here in Texas.
All right. But, you know, really, folks, I mean, I've seen, it's funny, I started taking more vitamin D, found some really nice vitamin D, liquid stuff. I feel so much better every morning.
Right.
It's just great. You know, when you look better and you feel better, you look better. You look better, you feel better.
Because vitamin D works in your skin. It also helps your progesterone and your thyroid maximize. And the reason your thyroid is so important is because that's what is your metabolism. If your metabolism is off, well, guess what? You're going to gain weight. If you gain weight, you're going to have more inflammation. You're not going to sleep, which means you can't restore. And the cycle continues day in and day out. So we have to break the cycle. Nutrition is one, and number two is, let's take a look at that medication list and how you got there. It's not to make a person feel bad that they're on 20 different medications. It's, what can we do to decrease it? There's a lot of people that are coming in and they're seeing 5 different doctors. However, they don't have somebody that is what I would call the hub. You know, it's like if you go to an airport, you have the airport where all the planes land, but you are all going to different destinations. Yep. So a lot of people will come in and they have 5 different prescribers, you know, one for blood pressure, one for sugar, one for this, one for that. And sometimes they'll have blood pressure medication, one to make it go up and one to make it go down. And they're in this constant flow and flux that's never working because you've got medications that are working against them.
You know, it's funny. Sometimes you can even find a really good pharmacist and go, wait a minute, I'm the only pharmacist you go to, right? Well, let me look at everything you take. And you're like, these things are causing, this is causing this. This is, you know, what doctors? Well, this doctor does this. This doctor does this. You know, my urologist says this and things like that.
And the difficulty is that the doctors are not talking to each other. And we have so much opportunity today between emails and, you know, we all have different programs that we talk to each other in order to keep it HIPAA secure. And it's just drop a line. And I always share with my patients, if that doctor is not willing to pick up the phone and call me or give me some information and have a conversation, then that's not a person I'm going to refer you to.
Right.
It's all about communication. And this is your health, your life. You only get one body. So it's our job to make sure you're in partnering with you so that you can take the best care of you, and we can do that together.
Yeah, you know, in retrospect, though, doctors are seeing more patients and making less money. And they've got the whole, you know, it's funny, one doctor and there's a staff of 5 or 6 just to deal with insurance and regulations and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you work past all that. And, you know, you can just tell your doc, look, call my primary care physician.
Right.
Dr. Lisa Liao, 281-265-6565. I remembered it. I always do. And so she will put it all together. She will make a plan for you. And it's so good, and it works so well. And I mean, just like, okay, I'm going to cut down on sugar. And then I go, okay, I've cut down on sugar. Now I'm going to drop off of sugar the best I can. I can, you know, without going looking at everything, I'm going to do that. But if I have something if I go to Willie's Ice House or something like that, and I have whatever, a margarita, I'm not going to kill myself. I'm just going to wait till the next day. Maybe it's change called, a little bit.
It's changing a little bit by little bit. And it's like the patient this morning, I said, you know, well, let's talk about an anti-inflammatory. She's like, well, I'm really familiar with keto. I'm really familiar with macro nutritional plans. She's like, I'm not familiar with anti-inflammatory. I'm like, it's really simple. I said, you know, and today in American society, people average between 200 and 250 grams of sugar. That's a lot of sugar. Two sodas, whichever flavor you want to choose that's in a can, that's between 80 and 90 grams of sugar just in those two soda pops. So the key is that how can I get you into an anti-inflammatory nutritional plan going down to 25 grams of carbs? Now, that's almost shocking if you're already doing 200, 250.
Yep.
So I'm like, let's break it down. Let's bring a diary in and let's break it down, because I'm going to take your favorite foods and I'm going to give you a hack, because that's what we do at Everyday Health Hacker. We find a hack. You know, our family loves spaghetti. Well, you know what? Pasta is inflammatory. So we use zoodles. You know, the other day we used it over different kinds of zucchini and squash and a little bit of red peppers, and it was delicious. So the key is that you can take something that you like, and that's actually how I make lasagna too, and use it and make it without putting so much pasta or flour into it. You know, there's one of my favorite keto cookbooks over the holiday, and I'm going to say the holiday started 2 years ago when COVID started, because I started cooking a lot at home. And the things that I learned also, you know, when we went to make our Thanksgiving meal, we made it and it was incredibly low carb. And you're like, oh, how did you do that? Well, we didn't use sugar and we didn't use flour. Well, how do you make your sweet potatoes? We made them with Swerve. And I'm like, well, what is that? That's what a lot of these things in our nutritional planning is teaching you, how to change the same combinations that you enjoy and making it healthier. And this is actually my third round of changing family recipes into a healthier recipe.
Yep.
So
she's actually talked me into I love my sugar and my coffee. All right, I've gone into monk fruit.
Monk fruit or stevia.
Or stevia. And it's like, then I put sugar at the end of the other day. I was like, what is this?
It's too sweet.
I was like, well, the other stuff is really sweet.
Yes.
And I like sweet, trust me. But I was like, this, I'm really happy with this. And I'm not giving up anything. I don't feel like I'm being cheated. You know what I mean?
And
that's the other thing.
That's the beautiful thing about the anti-inflammatory diet. You know, a lot of people were like, well, what about pancakes in the morning? I'm like, a new thing, you're going to have chaffles. And they're like, well, what's a chaffle? I'm like, it's sort of a waffle. It's a chaffle. I'm like, look it up. There's so many different recipes. And the key is that instead of 13 or 27 grams of carb in one pancake or waffle, it's going to be 3 to 5, depending on how you make it.
Wow.
And then there are several companies that have no sugar syrup.
Right.
And they taste good because they're made with monk fruit or agave or something like that.
Right.
So there's lots of options. It's just a matter of changing small things. Now, when you are in inflammation state, which is rheumatoid arthritis, that's one of them.
Red face?
Yeah. All of that. Allergies can also cause a lot of inflammation as well.
Yep.
Is that you also have to cut out dairy. And when I say cut out dairy, you're looking at cutting out processed dairy. There are no orange cows. You know, yogurt in the morning. Yeah, there are no orange cows, promise you. So yogurt in the morning is 27 grams in one of those little tiny cups. That's a whole day of carbs for me. So it's just looking at, you know, my typical breakfast is avocado, one of my favorites. Pick a lime off the lime tree because we lost our orange tree over the freeze that we all had in Texas.
There's orange trees, but not orange cows.
Yeah, there are no orange cows. And the limes are delicious, by the way. Number two is that, you know, we have egg whites, and then we put a little bit of pepper on them, and then turkey sausage or turkey bacon. you know, all of those different things. And if you want real bacon, just take out the fat on it. You know, these are simple alternatives to improve your health. And by the way, when you decrease your carbs, you're not only going to lose weight, your pain level is going to go down 20 to 30%.
And you can take less medicine. It's just all, right. You just feel better. You feel younger.
And that's where you start. And when we get the nutritional plan started, then we move on to your hormone levels. You know, women, we have hormones that help us to sleep better, not have hot flashes, depending on where you are in your age group. And a lot of women who get agitated easily, and by the way, pain can make people agitated.
Women get agitated easily? No, I would have never seen that.
Well, women and men. Okay. And pain can cause agitation. And in order to decrease that, we look at progesterone levels, because that hormone will actually decrease your pain levels. So let's call that 5 to 10%, and let's share that now we're getting sleep because we've balanced your hormones, we've improved your nutritional plan, and this is before exercise, and we've already decreased your pain level 30%.
And you'll feel like exercising when you feel better and you're not hurting.
Right. And then when you feel better, you want to look good. So you start putting on your makeup. Well, women start putting on your makeup. You might put on your jewelry. You know, when women first come in, and men, you'll notice that they don't have rings on. Their shirt may not be all the way up. They look very kind of disheveled because they don't feel good. And when they come in the next time, you see that growing in their confidence. And that actually helps us to, like, especially with migraine therapy. Migraine therapy is wonderful because we can use Botox. And Botox,
we need to get into that next time, but we're
Botox
running out of time.
Is wonderful for migraine headaches. So we use that for jaws and our migraines. Right, so we'll talk about that next time.
We'll talk about that next time. All right, folks, we're out of time. If you have any topics you want us to tackle, info@everydayhealthhacker.com. So as always, it was a great, you're so smart.
You're so sweet and so generous with your words. And you know, the key is any of the things that are of interest that we talked about today, take a look at our show notes, and I'll lead you to some of the supplements that we recommend, in addition to some of the nutritional programs that we also do, and things that you can do online that are free.
All right. On behalf of Dr. Lisa Leal, the great staff here at Meridian Health Institute, our producer, Jack McCraw, and myself, thanks for joining. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Please subscribe. Have a great week.
We look forward to your comments. God bless, and we'll see you next week.